Good morning from the border town of Llanymynech in between Welshpool and Oswestry. And we're here to explore the relationship between Wales and England and how that might be affected by the Scottish independence referendum on Thursday. With the vote in Scotland, we know there's going to be more devolution. Are people here interested?
In Wales, I didn't really feel like I had to have an opinion about the referendum because I don't get a vote, so why should I have an opinion about it if I can't change anything about it? All the people that are yet to decide will say no, and they're all speculating that it'll be a no in the end anyway.
Because, of course, the polls are suggesting neck and neck at the moment, yeah. And too close to call and all of that. Now, I'm very excited about this live Shakespeare on Good Morning Wales.
I beseech your heartily scurvy, lousy knave at my desires and my requests and my petitions to eat, look you, this leek.
Not for Cadwallader and all his goats.
I say I will make him eat some part of my leek or I will beat his pate 4 days. Bite, I pray you.
Well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you.
Welcome back to the Baltic Arts Centre here on the Gateshead side of the River Tyne. I sit here now, it's getting light, people are starting to cycle to work past the Baltic, and the immensity, the steel and granite immensity of the Tyne Bridge is now really starting to show itself in the mist. When you look across the border, the Scottish border, at the discussions that are being had there, what are your thoughts about...
Well, as a Yorkshireman, an Englishman and a proud Brit, I'm a bit disappointed. I love Scotland, I love the Scots people. I really hope that Thursday votes for staying in the UK because I believe we're all better as a United Kingdom.
The big issue is the uncertainty that the debate is creating. So many questions remain unanswered on both the yes and no sides about what either an independent Scotland or a more devolved Scotland would look like. It's making it really hard for businesses to plan investment, to really know what the future's going to look like.
Do you fear that something that happens in Scotland, whether it's a yes or a no vote on Thursday, could impact on you?
Absolutely. We work very closely with the Scottish towns and borders. It's kind of quite difficult to be able to say that that won't change when there is so much unanswered, even down to things like currency. You know, there are so many discussions to be had that could impact on audiences, but also on the business that we deliver.
Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets strong next to you.
Welcome to Edinburgh, which is a fulcrum of activity. It's the streets of Edinburgh, those elegant Georgian sandstone buildings and so on, are witnessing absolutely frenetic activity.
There are no short days at the moment, but they're all worth it because we have this golden opportunity to win Scotland, to put Scotland's future in Scotland's hands, and we only have to trust ourselves, believe in ourselves that we can do this.
I'm 17 and I feel like it's a big responsibility putting, you know, like Scotland's future in younger generations' hands.
And may I ask what you're going to vote tomorrow?
I'm voting no.
Why is that?
Because I don't trust the stability of Scotland if it was to be independent.